how this particular policy had got through. In the exchange of emails with a variety of council officers, there were suggestions that in fact this policy that was introduced without consultation, without formal report, was in fact okay, it was introduced under delegated powers. In fact, I don't think that's sufficient. So where's the cabinet in general? If you look at the fifth paragraph of the motion, in the cabinet report, it says quite clearly, the detailed fee rate will be incorporated in a report to introduce a strict trading policy for the Royal Bath. In a report to introduce a strict trading policy for the Royal Bath, there was no report at the Cornwall, although now Councillor Roberts appears to be suggesting in the meeting this evening that in some way there was a report which he saw, and indeed potentially David Brooke saw. I think this is absolutely outrageous, because clearly the Cabinet were given commitments in public that there would be a report which businesses could come and talk to, which other people could respond to, like myself. In fact, this never happened. So then we move on to the reason being given. The reason being given is that this is a delegated power from this council, from councils in this chamber, not from the Cabinet. It's a delegated power that we as councils in this chamber have given to the Director of Community Safety and Environment. And in the email that I got from the Chief Executive, it says quite clearly these are not Cabinet functions. So when Councillor Roberts says, well, the Cabinet and I discussed it in an ad hoc meeting, that is actually clearly against the Constitution. It's against the way in which it's supposed to be introduced. It's anti-democratic, in my opinion. It makes that whole policy absolutely illegal. There's been no attempt at all here to allow a public debate on this policy, and in fact it's been introduced in secret without any proper discussion. I think that's outrageous, and I think as councillors, at a very minimum, that's the reason why we should withdraw it, because it is not speaking to any procedures we have as councillors.